From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is condemning this week's attack on Afghan civilians allegedly at the hands of one U.S. soldier and is promising swift punishment for anyone involved.
The United States takes this as seriously as if it was our own citizens and our own children who were murdered.
But outrage in Afghanistan is spreading. Crowds in Jalalabad burned President Obama in effigy today. The Taliban are threatening to behead Americans in Afghanistan to avenge the killings. And NPR's Quill Lawrence reports one Afghan soldier was killed and two others wounded today when gunmen attacked a local government delegation in southern Afghanistan as it visited the scene of Sunday's massacre.
A high-level government delegation, including two of Afghan President Hamid Karzai's brothers, had entered a mosque to pray with family members of Sunday's victims when gunmen opened fire outside. The attack took place in a village southwest of Kandahar, where residents are still mourning the loss of friends and relatives, including children between the ages of 2 and 12. Afghan soldiers returned fire as the delegation quickly escaped back to the relative safety of Kandahar's capital. Afghan politicians have appealed for calm after the massacre, but they have also demanded that the perpetrator be tried in Afghanistan. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
The Fed is sounding more optimistic about the U.S. economy. It said today unemployment in the U.S. should continue to decline. The Federal Reserve is also expected to soon release the results of its so-called stress tests of 19 financial institutions. Before the close on Wall Street, the Dow was up 218 points at 13,178. Polls will be open a few more hours in Alabama and Mississippi's GOP presidential primaries. NPR's Tamara Keith reports the results are expected to be very close.
Polls headed into today's voting showed the top three GOP presidential candidates in a tight race. For Mitt Romney, wins in these two southern states would prove he could notch victories while outside of his comfort zone. Last week, he described it as a bit of an away game. For former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, wins in these states would keep his candidacy alive. And for former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum, it's all about showing that this primary really should be a two-man contest between himself and Mitt Romney. Regardless of who wins the popular vote, the candidates will split the all-important delegates. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
Doobie Brothers drummer Michael Hosick has died. His drumming can be heard on early hits, including Listen to the Music. Hosick played with the group from 1971 to 73 and rejoined the Doobie Brothers over a decade later. He stopped performing with the band 2 years ago after being diagnosed with cancer. A spokesperson says Michael Hosick died yesterday at his home in Wyoming. He was 65. This is NPR News. The U.S. Commerce Department says retail sales notched up about 1% in February. NPR's Annie Baxter reports sales got a bump in a number of industries.
Last month, consumers doled out more for autos, electronics, clothing, and restaurants, among other things. And higher fuel prices meant that sales at gas stations ticked up for the second month in a row. Chris Christopher, an economist with IHS Global Insight, says the retail picture is looking strong.
And it's sort of indicating that Americans are still spending, still feeling very comfortable going out to the malls and things to buy clothing or whatever, despite the higher gasoline prices.
But Christopher says if gasoline prices soar, that will dampen overall retail sales. Annie Baxter, NPR News.
The defense has rested in a wrongful death civil lawsuit surrounding the 2007 Virginia Tech shootings. Attorneys for the state called their final witness to the stand today to counter claims that Virginia Tech officials mishandled their response to the shootings in which a gunman killed 32 people on campus. The most recent snapshot of advertised jobs shows fewer openings posted in January than the month before. The number fell about 3.5 million, the most in 3.5 years. That's not to say, though, people are not getting hired. Just a few days ago, the Labor Department noted employers have added an average of 245,000 jobs per month since December. U.S. stocks sharp rise today with the Dow closing up more than 200 points or more than 1.5% at 13,178. NASDAQ up nearly 2% at 3,040. And the S&P 500 also up 1.8% at 1,396. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.